He's a really nice guy. I like him. He's a smart guy. He's very, very smart. Obviously been around the league a long time. Has a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, so I'm excited to play for him.
How is what he does different from what you're used to, J.J., right now?
It's still early on, so there's still a long way to go, a lot of things to learn. Right now we're just basically going through learning the playbook and making sure we get the terminology down. I think that's one of the biggest things, is just making sure that you understand your role, understand your job, and once the season comes, you're able to game plan, you're able to make adjustments because you have the playbook down.
When Kleine got drafted, he said he was going to be picking your brain and following you around. Has he been doing that so far?
I think he's had enough rookie responsibilities as it is so far, and I know they're doing a lot with the rookies, so they're working hard and trying to get their playbook down, and obviously as a rookie, there's a lot of things thrown your way, so he's working on the playbook and just trying to be a good teammate.
What do you remember about being the hardest thing about coming into the league as a rookie?
I think the terminology, speed of the game, and just overall day-to-day operations. I mean, you have a lot more time on your hands, which can go either way. It can go good or bad. And I think that it was to my advantage because you get more time to study. You get more time to work on your body. You have the funds to eat healthy and eat properly. And so I think those are some of the biggest advantages that you can use. And I think we all know the downsides.
You've always talked about getting better every year. What are some things you want to work on maybe that you think you need to get better at after all that you've accomplished in a couple of years?
I mean, I think there's a whole lot I can get better at. I think every aspect of my game can get better in some way, shape, or form, whether it's in the run game, double teams, whether it's pass rush, just finding a new way, a new edge. There's always something you can find, and I'm always watching film trying to figure out that edge because everybody's trying to figure out that edge on me, so that's the way it goes.
How much does the film study help you on that stuff?
Oh, a ton. I mean, I watch a ton of film, and I think any great player in the league will tell you that. That's a way to get better, and that's – everybody at this level is strong, fast, tough. One of the greatest ways to find an edge is to be smarter, and to be smarter, you have to watch film, you have to study, and you have to find a way to beat your opponent.
Has Ronnie Mills 3-4 different ways, 3-4?
I don't like to give away trade secrets, so, I mean, you'll have to watch the film and find out, but he's a good coach, and he's got some good ideas, and I'm excited to have those implemented.
Coach, playing in a base 3-4 as a straight up, you know, head to head, is that something you feel comfortable with?
I'm comfortable doing anything on the football field.
Would you like to stand up sometime?
I'm comfortable doing anything on the football field.
Coach, I'm
working hard. I'm trying to be a good teammate, and I'm doing my job.
Coach O'Brien mentioned tempo a lot. Is there a difference with the tempo this year?
I think we are moving fast. Obviously, right now, with just helmets on, it's a little bit different. But we are definitely moving fast. You have the music out there. There's a high tempo. But obviously, being a defensive lineman, I can't wait till we put the pads on. That's kind of like Christmas Day for me.
There's some people who believe that Kanell's screen is going to reduce your sack numbers. What is your opinion on that?
That's fine. I mean, people can believe what they want, and quite frankly, I don't overly concern myself with the thoughts of other people. I'm just doing everything that I can right now to be a good teammate and to get myself ready for the season. And people can say whatever they want. People have said a lot worse about me.
How important is it to increase the turnovers? Y'all had only 11.
Oh, that's vital. It's an absolute must for us. You have to take the ball away as a defense, and we need to make sure that we do that. And I think that's one thing that we're definitely emphasizing this year. We want to give our offense the ball and give them a chance to score.
Why do I wear
99? It goes back a long way if you really want the whole story. In high school, I was a quarterback, and I ordered number 8, and when the jerseys came, they didn't. Number 8 didn't come in, so they gave me number 9. And then a couple years down the road, I went to Wisconsin and started there, and I made it to be a starter, and they gave me a choice to wear a number, so just kind of doubled it up with 99. And I mean, it's the last number on the team, and it's a memorable number, and I feel like it's a dominant number, and I want to be obviously fulfill that role.
JJ, is there much, if at all, conversation about Andre not being here amongst veterans, you guys?
I'm just out here working hard and doing my job and trying to be a good teammate.
JJ, what are your thoughts on Jadeveon? Like, what he can bring to this defense to kind of maybe add a different element?
I don't know enough yet to tell you. Like I said, we're in just helmets right now. I know he's in the playbook, and I know he's working hard. But I think as we go forward, we'll be able to see a lot more.
We watch a lot of next one, guys. Part.
What's that?
What do you think of Lewis Nix so far?
Like I said, it's really too early to tell on these rookie guys. They're all I've seen really so far from a football standpoint is today, so I really can't say a whole lot about them.